I'm speaking here with Michael Shermer, a Skeptic magazine and keynote speaker at the National Biodiesel Conference. Great presentation. Love the work that you do, Mr. Shermer. And kind of you brought it all together at the end for this conference, this industry here, with some thoughts you had in relation to these long-term predictions about what's going to happen with things like global warming and the environment and carbon footprinting. Can you just tell me what it is that you've put together in your thoughts?
Well, you know, when I was in college in the 1970s, they were telling us that the Earth was getting warmer and that there'd be overpopulation and billions of people would starve to death. There'd be no rainforest left by the 1980s or 90s. That oil would run out and precious minerals would be expired and so on. And none of this happened. So I became pretty skeptical in the 1990s that any of this was true. I now think there's probably pretty good data that the Earth is getting warmer and humans have some cause. I think from there, the error bars get so wide on these long-term complex model predictions. To the equivalent of the analogy I like to make is, you know, your car gets 30 miles to the gallon plus or minus 30 miles to the gallon. It's like it's a meaningless prediction when the data is so fuzzy and the error bars on the data are so wide. So therefore, I don't think it's sound. I don't believe in the precautionary principle, like just in case we should, you know, completely reconfigure our economy. No, that's a bad idea because that's not a cost-free decision to make. So I don't think political decisions can be made for predictions that are made for like a century out that we really don't know that's going to happen. For example, the sea level has risen a foot in the last century without anybody ever really even noticing. It was, it had no effect at all. You just, and that's like the one of the worst case scenarios is that, oh, the sea level will rise another foot. So, no, I mean, of course it was 20 feet or something, but no models predict that by the IPCC. So my job here is, I think, to bring a little skepticism and show why it's reasonable to be skeptical of some of these claims and how to apply those principles, and then the kinds of things biodiesel people should say when they're criticized by their critics.
Well, good words of common sense, I think, to at least in some way, in addition to having taken a scientific look at it. That's Michael Shermer here at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.